Welcome to Success Gyan Podcast. This is Surendran Jayashekar, founder and CEO of Success Gyan. Success Gyan is India's leading platform for personal and professional development. Our goal is to make 8 p.m. the learning hour in this country. So every Monday, Wednesday and Friday at 8 p.m., we'll be bringing in world's best trainers to speak on topics which will help you become a better version of yourself in every area of your life. The real work-life balance can be achieved when the balance is achieved within you. Listen to India's leading career coach, Savin Kapoor, share about work-life balance and how to use it effectively in order to lead a life of balance. Let's get started.
I recently had a major newspaper publication reach out to me asking for a quote in support of an article that they were writing on how the hustle and grind culture that has set in is leading to burnout and mental stress and, you know, causing physiological symptoms in the workforce and contributing negatively to the well-being of employees. I read the article that they had sent to me, for which they were asking me to support them with a quote, and had to respectfully decline the opportunity. I felt that it was giving consent to people who want to achieve progress in their lives, but are not willing to put in the work needed to achieve that progress. It talked about how an employee works for 40 years on someone else's dream and how easily the company will replace them should they unfortunately pass away or are no longer able to work in the capacity required by the company. See, first and foremost, it is critical to understand the role that pressure and stress play in our lives. Please understand that pressure, being cornered, feeling stress, anxiety, and even fear are related to our fight or flight response. This comes from a part of our brains known as the amygdala. Okay. And the amygdala is in the back of the brain. It's where impulses, the fear of missing out, phobias, etc., all live. See, in earlier times when human beings lived as hunter-gatherers, they used this part of the brain to deal with and avoid situations where their life would come into danger, such as being eaten by a predator. Now, with this context in mind, you further need to understand that it is only when we push our thinking from the back of the brain, from the amygdala, to the front part of our brain, which is known as the medio prefrontal cortex, do we achieve growth. This medio prefrontal cortex, this is the executive center of our brain, and it's the frontal lobe. It's at the front of our brains. It is also known as the gratitude center. This is where we create vision. This is where we create strategy. This is where we build the plans to execute on our strategies. And this is the area of the brain that we utilize to overcome problems, to overcome obstacles and hurdles that may be in our way when we pursue building a life that is superior. And when we move our cognition from our amygdala, from the back of our brain to our forebrain, that is where we grow. Let me give you a simple example to understand this. See, our growth will only occur on the boundary of support and challenge. If you have ever seen people exercise in a gym or you have been to a gym, you understand that it's the last few reps where your muscles are failing that they are growing the most. It is pushing yourself to that limit of where you fail that you are truly expanding and growing your capabilities. When you consciously push through your limit, that is where you grow. Please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that mental health is not important, and neither am I saying that work-life balance will never be realized. I'm just helping you understand both sides of the equation before I give you some tips on what you can do to immediately improve your work-life balance. See, when we start our careers, we're typically young and single. We have a lot of time in our lives and we have a lot of energy at that time. It's also a time of our lives where we can work harder versus when we are older and our bodies are more worn out. And unfortunately, trends like the Great Resignation, where everyone wants to become their own boss and have ultimate freedom in their lives and be business owner, this is very easy to aspire to. What people don't realize is that whether you work for yourself or whether you work for someone else, as you get started, it's going to take extreme hard work to build a solid foundation. So statements like how the hustle culture is leading to mental stress and burnout and contributing negatively to the well-being of employees, or statements like a salary is a drug that an employer pays you to forget your own dreams, can unfortunately be used by people who want to victimize themselves without admitting that they are victimizing themselves. See, everything that happens to you in your life is your responsibility. Every situation is a situation where you decide whether you want to allow it or promote it or even create it. You know, the response is always in your hands to engage or not engage. No one is forcing you to work for 40 years in an employed capacity on someone else's dream. It's a decision you are making to seek professional employment. You are understanding the rigors of the job up front, and then you are taking a decision. Is this something you want to do or not want to do? Similarly, entrepreneurs are people who are willing to go through a kind of imbalance that few people can. And they do this to be able to live the rest of their life in a manner, again, which few people can. And you can choose to be an entrepreneur in a free and democratic society like India, where you have access to everything that an entrepreneur needs to get started, including a phenomenal startup ecosystem. I do not know of any successful person that has had an easy past. And balance is not something you will have at every single point of your life. You will have to create balance in your life. It is a work in progress concept. You build balance in your life by working not just in the problems and opportunities that you are dealing with, but also on the problems and the opportunities that you are dealing with. And whether you choose employment or entrepreneurship, it will require extreme hard work if you want to create world-class success and a strategic intent to grow the amount of balance you experience in your personal and professional life. See, there are two sides to the entrepreneurship coin, okay? One side is the passion to build something of value, and the other side is the financial, social, or spiritual accomplishment and satisfaction that building that product or service of value will provide. Balance is the edge of the coin between these two sides. Similarly, there are two sides to the employment coin as well. One side is the professional fulfillment that you feel when you achieve things in your job or your position, in your role. This contribution you make towards the company's goals, it is linked with, you know, your idea of yourself, your identity, and your esteem. The other side of the employment coin is the financial reward that we receive for making this contribution. This is the salary, the incentives, the perks, the bonuses. You know, that is our total remuneration package that we get. Now, again, work-life balance is the edge of the employment coin. And even the job of a human being that leads a country like a president or a prime minister of a nation has to deal with the two sides of the coin. See, economic growth is one side of the coin in the job of a leader. Growing the livelihood and the prosperity of a country requires a leader to create the circumstances, the policies, and the framework that will most simply allow for the people of a country to create economic prosperity for themselves. The other side of this coin of the job of a leader is to ensure national security when it comes to the sovereignty of the nation, the borders, and the relationships of the country with its neighbors and the world at large, as well as to create internal harmony in how people live and work within the country. See, the edge of that coin is the success and the happiness, the standard of living that the people of that country experience. This is often measured by KPIs such as the leader's approval ratings, or, you know, the human development index, or the happiness index of a nation in rankings that are all the rage on social media. See, the point being that you are free to choose your level of ambition and the balance that you experience between your personal and professional life, whether you are an employee or whether you are an entrepreneur. If you want a job with greater balance between your personal and professional life, then lower your ambition and choose the more stable, the more standard job. And definitely do not choose to be an entrepreneur. But don't make a choice and then complain about the choice that you've made, because then you are victimizing yourself. See, the concept of dynamic acceptance is going to be very useful here to further understand the point that I'm making. And the concept of dynamic acceptance says that whenever in life you are faced with a difficult decision or circumstances, you truly only have three choices. And this applies equally to, you know, your personal life and your professional life. This applies equally to whether you are an employee or an entrepreneur. And the three choices available to you whenever you are facing a difficult situation are A, accept the situation, B, change the situation, and C, remove yourself from the situation. See, if the situation is not something you can change, then if it is unchangeable, then you have no choice but to accept the situation. And if you keep crying or moaning about the situation, then you are adding one more problem to a situation that you were not happy to begin with. If you can change the situation, then stop crying about it and change the situation. That is, change the changeable. If it is in your control to rectify the circumstances, then again, it makes no sense to moan and whine about the situation. Your effort will be better spent altering the situation to make it more to your liking. And if the situation is unacceptable to you, that is, if you cannot change it and you are not willing to accept it, then you must remove yourself from that situation. Those are your only three choices. And if you notice, no matter what choice you make, crying about the situation does not serve any purpose. That said, whether you are an employee or an entrepreneur, let me give you a few practical tips that will help you improve your work-life balance immediately. Tip number one, accept that there is no perfect work-life balance. Some people are willing to work the 14 to 16 hours a day in their 20s, 30s, and 40s so that they can live life on their terms in their 50s and 60s and 70s. Tip number two, find a job or a business that you love. If you remain disengaged from what you do every day, not only do you lose out, the entire world loses out on the magnificence that is you. Your story has power and you are worth it. Tip number three, prioritize your health. No one wants to be the richest person in the graveyard. Money and success is of no consequence if you cannot enjoy it. Therefore, pay attention to this most important area of your life. It doesn't have to be at the cost of your health. See, there are two types of stresses. There is negative stress and positive stress. Positive stress creates wellness. It brings about that feeling of resilience and confidence. It shows you that you are capable of great things. And an able mind and body can engage better with what you care most about in your professional life too. Tip number four, don't be afraid to unplug every once in a while, okay? Put your own oxygen mask on first before you put the mask on for others. See, if your own cup is empty and you exhaust your capability to quench the thirst of others, you will never be able to serve others. Your first duty is to yourself. So take that vacation. All right. Tip number five, make time for your loved ones. See, our success must align with our definition of happiness. You don't want to climb the ladder of success only to realize that it was leaning against the wrong wall. Relationships are the compound interest for a life of hard work, and invest in them right now. Okay. Tip number six, set boundaries and work hours. When you get home, take off the coat of work and wear the coat of family. Your family supports you and they deserve the best of you. Make sure the best of you shows up for your family. They have done nothing to experience you, a you that is not really there. Okay. Tip number seven, set goals and priorities. You will be happiest when you are driving your life towards what is most meaningful to you. Otherwise, the relationships in your life will again not get the best of you that they can. To remove this inner agony and achieve inner peace, you must take hold of the compass of your life and drive it in a direction that is most important to you. And tip number eight, don't compare yourself to others. We are not here to live by envy. someone will always be richer, someone will always be more fit and have a better body, someone will always have better relationships, a bigger bank balance, or be better looking. We are not here to compare ourselves to others. We are here to honor ourselves and to honor others, including all of our little imperfections. Try this for 30 days and notice the impact it has on your life.
Thank you so much for listening. I'm sure this podcast helped you in providing a different perspective on work-life balance. Do share this with your friends and colleagues. Savan Kapoor will be live in the upcoming Super Growth Summit along with 10 other world-class trainers. Log in to www.sgsummits.com and register for the upcoming Super Growth Summit for free. This is Surendran Jayashekar. Until next time, love yourself. Don't take life too seriously. Strive to become a better version of yourself. Give more to get more. And always keep inspiring.